DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rob, let's talk about this because I don't actually think we have talked about this yet. So, you know how a couple of weeks ago we discussed the NFL all quarter century team and they picked their three quarterbacks. One was Brady, two was Manning, three was Patrick Mahomes. Now, maybe you would put Mahomes at second and you put Manning at third. I'm not here to argue this. But our dear friend, Sam Munson, friend of the show, said that he believes that Aaron Rodgers has been a better quarterback over the last however many years than Patrick Mahomes. And it got me thinking, at least from this perspective. And I don't know if we factor this part in a whole lot when we are discussing players in our evaluations. If you are arguing that the best version of Aaron Rodgers has been better than the best version of Patrick Mahomes, I think that is a very fair argument. I mean, there was a stretch there from Aaron Rodgers where he was absolutely magnificent. And I don't want to let his personal beliefs or how he acts or his personality, I don't want that to cloud my remembrance of how good Aaron Rodgers was as a starting quarterback in the league. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had a season in which he threw 30 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions. He had another season in which he threw 45 and 6 picks, 39 and 8 interceptions, 40 and 7. He had a season in 2020, the COVID year, that the numbers were just always quirky from that season. He completed 70% of his passes, had 48 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions. He was incredible at his absolute peak. So if your argument is the best version of Aaron Rodgers as the player is a better player than Patrick Mahomes, I don't think that's a crazy stance to have. But if you are asking which quarterback you rather have on your team, I do think that is a crazy argument, and I don't think you could argue Rodgers over Mahomes. And I don't even really think that it's a who won more championships, because a lot of the argument is, well, Mahomes was drafted to a perfect situation. He got drafted to a great, stable organization. He got Andy Reid as his head coach. And if you had given Aaron Rodgers Bill Belichick in 2011, how many championships would he have? Or if you gave Aaron Rodgers Andy Reid, how many championships would he have? I think that's unfair, but okay, I'm willing to give you that. People really seem to like Patrick Mahomes on a personal level. That matters at his job. It might not matter at some job. Like, I don't know if everybody likes Tyreek Hill at times or everybody likes a certain running back, but you usually don't follow those players. Your quarterback is a leader, whether he wants to or doesn't want to be. You're the person that communicates the most in the huddle. You are the player that everybody is depending on. There is a feeling around that player. There is no question that if we are giving out a Madden rating when it comes to those two things, that Mahomes is way ahead of Aaron, and that is a massive, massive difference. That relationship that you build Monday through Saturday, that matters on Sunday. That matters. The fact that people really like one of the players, wants to be around him, wants to hang out with them, believe in him, will follow him, matters compared to the other person. So if we are comparing it solely from a, all right, who plays football better standpoint, yeah, I think it's an argument. But I think you have to remember that it's just not numbers on a computer screen. They're people. They're people. So you can have two kickers that both kick at 90%. Harrison Butker's percentage against this guy. Well, all right. Well, now it's 3 seconds left, and we need both of these guys to kick a 47-yard field goal. There's one person you trust more than the other person based on a bunch of different factors. I think when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, and why I think, at least if you are making the argument of over the last 25 years or so, who has been the better quarterback, I think it's beyond just the numbers. I think it's beyond the personal accomplishments. I think it also is who is better suited to lead a team, whose personality is better suited to lead a team. Who do you trust more in high leverage situations? And I think that matters. And I think why, at least in this argument, if we are comparing those two individuals, it is not a question to me who you rather have. You rather have Patrick Mahomes and you rather have Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with you. I wonder, though, when did that change for Rodgers? Because maybe it's just we learned more about Rodgers. But if it was 2015, 2012, 2013, the guys that played for Aaron Rodgers seemed, at least to me, to love Aaron Rodgers. Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson. We can call Jordy Nelson right now. I'm sure he would say, yeah, Aaron Rodgers was a good teammate. I mean, who was the Alan Lazard? Like all those guys he put up with the Jets, basically. Devontae Adams always spoke glowingly of his time with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you're right. Patrick Mahomes is a better person, better leader, and those things matters. When did that change for Aaron Rodgers? Because I think if we were doing the show 12 years ago, and it's 2013, and me and you were talking about Aaron Rodgers, we're going to talk about how Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and Al Lazard, and this group of, you know, James Jones, Greg Jennings, this group of wide receivers seems to really like Aaron Rodgers. When did this pivot? Is it just Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets? Aaron Rodgers started doing more podcasts? Because you're right, but I don't think that was always the case.
Yeah, but I would say, though, and someone says, sure, Mahomes is better, but I think you're letting how Rodgers acted. Did he have those complaints when he was great? Maybe he didn't have those complaints, but it was pretty widely known that Aaron Rodgers didn't really communicate with his family. Like, that kind of stuff was widely known. We were talking about that when Rodgers was that guy. Hey, Rodgers doesn't really talk to his brother. Rodgers doesn't really get along with his parents. Like, there is a fracture in that relationship. I think all of that stuff matters if we are having these conversations about who you rather have be your leader in these moments and in these situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.